Staying with federal politics, a Victorian backbencher today reignited the debate about cutting penalty rates, arguing that the existing system does not reflect the modern world and is destroying regional communities. He's one of several federal government MPs who've been ramping up calls for change. Two Western Sydney-based MPs say the effect of penalty rates on youth unemployment and underemployment is not well understood. The Employment Minister, though, Eric Abetz, says the appropriate level of penalty rates is a matter for the review currently underway by the Fair Work Commission. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Victorian Liberal MP Dan Tehan says the impact of penalty rates on businesses like cafes in his electorate of Wannon can no longer be ignored. He told AM that there must be a discussion about reducing penalty rates, and he'd like to see Sunday loadings halved.
We have to do something about it. I am starting to see examples in my electorate of businesses which now aren't opening on a Sunday. So that means that it not only impacts on the business itself, but the workers who were being employed on the Sunday now have nowhere to go to find that work.
The Federal Employment Minister, Eric Abetz, wasn't available for an interview. A spokesman says it's up to the Fair Work Commission to set the appropriate level of penalty rates, and anyone interested should make a submission to the review. But another Liberal MP, Alex Hawke, who represents the Western Sydney seat of Mitchell, says it must be a discussion within the party room too.
I think we've got to have a conversation, and business and small businesses and medium businesses around the country have got to be very direct with government about how they could add more young people on, how they could give them more hours if penalty rates were adjusted or looked at.
Dan Tehan, for example, says he'd like to see the Sunday rate halved. Are you prepared to say that?
I'm prepared to say the Sunday rate has to be looked at. I mean, the Sunday rate comes from an era when Sunday trading was unusual. Today, it's the busiest time of the week, and it does affect many small enterprises.
And is this something that you're raising with your colleagues as well? There seems to be now a broad view across the coalition backbench that this is something that needs to be discussed.
Yeah, I think the coalition backbench is hearing from small businesses around the country about this issue, that if we want to do something practical to help the economy get better, to start addressing things like underemployment and youth unemployment, penalty rates have to be looked at.
His Western Sydney colleague, the Liberal MP for Reid, Craig Laundy, says he's one of the few MPs in Parliament who's had to pay penalty rates through his family's hospitality business.
My father operating a bistro, when I worked for him 2 years ago, I would have staff beg me to work on the day and put their hours in another day. However, that is illegal and we can't do that. Now, the impact, the microeconomic impact of that is that there's $150 that worker would normally get that day that they don't have in their pocket and ultimately are not spending on their family back in their local economic environment. And the real flow-on effect is there's $150 that isn't spent in another small business.
You're obviously coming from a background in hospitality. Is it a case, and would you like to see a system where penalty rates are modified or changed in a sector like hospitality but left in place for people like nurses or firemen?
Yeah, look, I think that's a very good call. I think you should approach it industry by industry, and I'm not averse to that at all. And I'm not going to advocate on behalf of the industry I came from. They can fight their own battles. All I am doing is saying, I think we should have a sensible debate.
And you would argue that serious discussions need to move beyond the coalition either being scared of or not wanting to raise the spectre of work choices.
There aren't enough analogies for how dead that is. If the opposition want to just paint that as the default position, it shows you the contempt they're treating the Australian public with. You talk to parents in my electorate whose children can't find casual work. Look at youth unemployment. Youth unemployment in the west of my electorate is running at 20%. The traditional carriage of a student from school to university, their first employment is in casual work, and the reality is that over the last 6 years, casual work has and continues to dry up. And we need to look at ways that we can turn the tap back on.
But the view of Dan Tehan and Alex Hawke and Craig Laundy isn't unanimous. Their Queensland colleague, the MP for Bowman, Andrew Lamming, does not support any change to penalty rates. He says the government's focus should be on encouraging employers to hire local workers first.
Penalty rates are a significant amount of, obviously, the costs of running a small business, but we are proud in this nation that we can give people a start on decent wages. There's a long history of paying penalty rates, and I don't see any need to change it.
He says the government can make, in his words, a massive dent in youth unemployment without touching penalty rates.
Naomi Woodley reporting.